Hi, I'm Cyndi Lauper. My scalp was covered with psoriasis. Felt like I was trapped between a rock and a hard place. Then I started Cosentyx.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis 300 milligram dose. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for TB. Serious allergic reactions, severe skin reactions that look like eczema, and an increased risk of infections, some fatal, have occurred. Cosentyx may lower ability to fight infections, so tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if IBD symptoms develop or worsen. Learn more at Cosentyx.com or 1-844-COSENTYX.
Cosentyx works for me.
Ask your doctor about Cosentyx.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
1, 2, 3. It's a hard Knicks life. It is a hard Knicks life. A hard Knicks life. Oh, it's a hard Knicks life.
What up, Knicks fans, and what is up, Barry motherfucking D?
What is up, Craig? Blandy? Maybe you should introduce him first.
No, you can go fucking for it.
It's been a long time since we've done this.
Yeah, I want to say hello to both of you guys. I can't hold back. Well, what's up, fellas?
Yeah, good day, Blandy.
Good day to you as well, Craig.
You're all listening to the one podcast that just came back from the fucking dead. The dead, Barry!
Yeah.
The dead. We were on fucking life support up until how many days ago?
One? Like one day ago? This thing was canned. This thing was, like you said, dead. Like, I'm not talking hiatus. I'm not talking taking a break. This thing was dead. I didn't think this was going to happen.
And we were on life support for a long time. A long, long time. We were about to fucking pull the plug. I had the plug in my hands.
All right?
And then I looked in the corner and saw Barry and Blandy with this look on their face.
Well, I was already in the grieving stage. I figured we were gone. I was grieving. I was like, all right. I mean, I was on to the next stage, acceptance, by that point.
Yeah, we had moved on. We had a new show. 3 episodes into our disgusting new show. And just something didn't feel right. Okay. Barry reached out to me. He said, Craig, did you know the Knicks media day was yesterday? And I said, what? Listen, I have completely cut off Twitter this whole fucking off season. Sick of it. X. It's X now.
No, it's not.
We've been gone so long, Twitter doesn't even fucking exist. I've deleted it from my fucking phone. And I've never felt better. Guys, for the past 6 or 7 seasons, I don't know, eight seasons? Is this our 8th season? Or are we still in our 6th season? Or 7th? I don't know.
Yeah, I think 7th.
But however, it's been for many seasons doing this show week after week, aside from some stretches where we didn't do it, has not been easy. Okay? I see messages from fans talking about how genuine we are. That's what they love about us, right?
Yeah,
I literally had
somebody stop me in the street. This was when I was at work. I was on the sidewalk, and this dude on the sidewalk literally looked at me and said, when does the show start? And I pause and I start thinking, am I wearing like a show's t-shirt? Am I wearing like a movie hat or like a TV show hat? And I said, what show? And he said, Hard Knicks Life. And I said, oh. And this was a couple of weeks ago. I knew that it wasn't going to be happening. And I said, yeah, I don't think it's happening, buddy. And he's like, no. I was like, yeah. It's like, I'm sorry, I don't think it's coming back for another season. I think we're done. And he said, oh, man, it's my favorite Knicks podcast. He's like, you know, you guys talk just like my friends talk. Ugh. He's like, well, say hi to Craig and Blandy for me. And I never saw this guy in my life.
Did you say you were walking in the street?
I was in front of my store.
Okay. Did you say that in the story and I wasn't paying attention?
I mentioned it. Yeah, he mentioned that. He did. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because it was a customer from your store.
Yeah, a customer from your store.
Did you say
maybe a couple of years ago, I mentioned it to him a couple of years ago. I didn't recognize the guy, but yeah.
I have to do a better job paying attention.
You think?
All right. You do you.
Well, that's what I am going to do from now fucking on, all right? That's what we have to talk about.
Pay attention?
I was starting to say that we get comments from listeners who say they listen to us because we're genuine and we're like listening to your friends, but we're not as genuine as you think.
Oh.
Okay? I've been lying to everyone this whole time. Maybe not the whole time, but for much of it. And that stops today. All right, let's move on.
Oh, you're not going to come forward with what you've been lying about?
I probably should. Listen, the reason why I didn't want to do this show is week after week, you do this show, right? And you have to pretend like you're fucking excited to do it. To pretend like you're in a good mood. You have to bring your energy up, right? What did we say in the beginning of the on your first episode, Barry? Tits out.
Yep.
You got to get your tits out. And like any human, you have ups and downs, and some days or weeks or months, I don't want to do this shit. And I don't want to come on here and make up shit to talk about a team that, yes, I love, but when shit's going great, which was like all of last season, I would come on and I don't really want to talk about it. It's going great. That's all I fucking care about is we're playing well. And I don't want to come on and talk about it for an hour. And some weeks, if shit's going really bad in your life, you got to come on, you got to talk about it. Not talk about your life, talk about the Knicks. Even when you've got nothing to talk about. And it's been wearing me down for a while. It is not easy. So I want it to be fucking done. And but here we are. We're going to try to give it a go because Barry and Blandy look so sad in the corner. I feel like you guys look sad now. Are you guys sad about what you put me through for the past 2 years?
What? What did we put you through?
I don't know. You're looking at me like I'm nuts.
Well, look, there's portions of the show, and it's been like it from the beginning, where we don't talk Knicks, right? And the show is going to morph into what it's going to morph into. Maybe there'll be less Knicks talk this year. Look, if everything is smooth sailing this season for the Knicks and things are going good and there's not much to dissect or much to talk about, and you know, it's good to revel in certain things, but yeah, we're not going to talk about boring shit for talking Knicks.
Are you saying we're not going to like spend an hour talking about who's going to get the 10-day contracts and the 2-way contracts and who's going to be number 13, 14 and 15 on the roster? We're not doing
exactly.
that?
Exactly.
I think you're being sarcastic.
I want to talk about Isaiah Roby.
Well, we're definitely not going to talk about that shit because we're going to have I'm going to have no idea what's going on. I'm done with Twitter. I'm not following anyone on there, like reading other shit that other podcasts or content creators are making. I'm not listening to the complaints anymore. We're just going to watch the games. It might change the show a lot, right? Because literally we're not going to have, I didn't even know it was media day.
Listen,
Barry told me the preseason games start this weekend. I had no idea.
There are other shows you could listen to if you want to hear the analytical breakdown of every single fucking thing that goes on. And if you want to learn about and talk about and listen about what percentage of shots RJ Barrett makes when he drives to the rim from the left side of the key that he uses his right hand on, there are places you can find that. That's not us.
Right, but if you want to hang
out,
it'll
be even less like that now.
Right, but if you want to hang out with fellow Knicks fans that talk about the shit that's important revolving your favorite team, and other shit that's going on that might be important to them in their lives, we're here.
Not focused on usage rates.
That's what's going to be different about this year is that I want to emphasize going on in their lives. Not just the shits. Not just Blandy taking dumps in his bathroom at work. All right? Not just Barry. What does Barry tell stories about? I'm trying not to tell stories about what he said in our, like the mother-in-law in our other show. I almost gave one of them.
About Barry, how he used to fuck his pillow when he was 12 years old.
Well, there right, you go. Okay. Just put it out there.
There's a tease.
Okay.
I think you're going to hear more about what's really going on, all right, behind the show. If I'm having a bad week, or if I need to vent about something, or just open up, or if I need to fucking come on here and cry, that's what I'm fucking doing this season.
So let me ask you a question. Did this come about as a result of like sessions with your therapist, or did you just make a decision that you need to step away from this? Did you both agree that this was something? Because I know like sometimes you hate your therapist. So I don't know, like, did your therapist help you with this, or is this just you just said, I'm stepping away?
I mean, I did talk to my therapist about this.
Okay.
But I've fired my therapist.
Oh, see? Okay.
Yeah. I haven't had my therapist in like months.
Wow.
She really pissed me off at one point about late fees. She charged me a late fee because I didn't pay within like an hour of my session. And then I was a little late for a session. She just left and then charged me the full fee. And I was like, I'm done.
Okay.
No, it's after several seasons of not wanting to do this and doing it. No matter, like I was saying, I fucking explained my whole self already, Blandy. No, whether I wanted to do it or not. And honestly, tonight, I fucking started feeling that way. And I was like, this is why I don't want to do this.
It was all creeping back in.
Because I'm laying in bed with my kid at like 9 o'clock, trying to get him to fall asleep after I read him a book. And honestly, when I'm doing this shit, like you're supposed to enjoy reading your kids' books, enjoy putting them to bed. And I'm hating it because I'm just thinking about the podcast and how I have to do this tonight. And I've got Blandy texting me, what time is it looking like tonight? What time are we going on? I have to be honest, I'm starting to nod off.
Listen.
And I'm laying there. Front. I'm thinking about how I haven't eaten dinner yet, 9:30, 9:40. All right, I'm trying to get other shit done. I'm getting work emails criticizing shit that I did today. It's like 9:57. I'm like, guys, I need like 10 more minutes. I need to fold some fucking laundry. I'm just thinking about, I have to fucking do this bullshit.
Yeah, you were
already regretting.
You were very
10 minutes
saucy
into the show
tonight.
I'm already regretting it.
Craig was in a very, very, you know, temperamental mood tonight. Yeah, because again, you know, Blandy kept asking him what time we going. You know, again, Blandy says,
which is normal for Blandy.
Blandy says, so Craig, what are we looking at? And Craig
and
just says,
my dick.
Very, very, very saucy, Craig.
Yeah, and then Barry said, who is this guy about me?
Yeah, I was like, Jay, who is this guy?
Said,
and then I just was waiting for a photograph. I was waiting for you to send me a picture and be like, who's this
and
guy?
I'm not sending you a photo of my dick. So we're back.
We are
this
back.
This is the rebirth or the, we came off life support. And Blandy, you went with the short life support sounds.
That was about a minute.
Okay, because I know that was a whole fucking discussion today.
A whole discussion. It was literally one text. You want a short one or you want a long one? What are you talking about?
Make a fucking decision for yourself.
I mean, jeez.
I told you guys, if I'm doing this show, I'm doing nothing. No preparation.
Okay.
I'm not going on Twitter. You're lucky I'm recording myself right now. But we are back, and we're going to talk about everything that we know that's going on with the Knicks right now, which from my perspective is literally fucking nothing, except that we pretty much have the same team coming back.
Other than Dante.
Okay. And I've heard, yeah, of course I know that who else is going where. I did kind of hear that someone got traded to Milwaukee. Traded away from Milwaukee. Kind of know what's going on there. Okay. I'm pretty sure that Knicks fans are not happy that we're not getting anyone. But they're fucking babies. You're all fucking babies. Barry, who gives a fuck what everyone else is doing right now?
No, but people complain about all sorts of shit. Look, you didn't miss anything, Craig, when it comes to Knicks Media Day. which is fine. It's no big deal. It's media day. I don't know what you expect that you're going to learn, but people were all upset that they didn't get much from the Knicks for media day. They're looking at other teams and their digital production and their content and like all this stuff. It's like, do you really give a shit? Don't you just want a well-run team that's going to play well on the court? Who gives a fuck what's coming out of the interviews? It's one thing if you have like half your team are new guys and you want to see the team. There's one player that's new. He's not your second star, your third star, your fourth star of this team. You know, so it doesn't matter.
The only thing I got from media day is that Julius Randle watched a lot of Bruce Lee over the summer. That's what he said.
It's, you know, it's bullshit comments like that that don't matter.
They asked him about a lot of Bruce Lee and they asked him why. And he said just like, because it taught him how to deal with you motherfuckers, meeting the media. And then he had a good laugh about it. But other than that, I got nothing. Bruce Lee.
I'm so glad this is a new show this year. Because in the past, we do what everyone else fucking did.
Play the clips.
We'd play clips and press conferences. Dude, and all this fucking bullshit that doesn't matter.
I texted you guys this morning. I said, look, Blandy, you know, because you're our audio guy. I said, I'll just send you all the audio that you can cut up, that you can play for the show. I fucking listened to all that audio. I came away with nothing. Literally nothing.
Because they're just saying the same shit they all say every year. Like, none of that shit is different. Oh, the guy, you know, they sounded really confident there. And, oh, yeah, we're going into the season. We think we're going to... It's all the same stupid crap.
It's all the same stupid crap. But also, some of it contradicts each other. Like, the one note that I did take is, like, how fucking, you know, Thibodeau, just to show what bullshit it is, in one comment, Thibodeau's talking about how, you know, you can't go off of anything of last year, right? And we heard him say this last year. It's a new year. We come into training camp. We forget everything from last year. We start with a baseline. Literally a minute later, he's talking, answering another question. He talks about, well, you know, last year there was a section where we went 37-22, and we got to remember the lineup that got us there. So which is it? Are you taking things from last year and you're going off of that, or are you not? It's just none of it.
Of course.
You can't rely on anything that these guys are saying for, you know, for valuable information. You know, it's a song and a dance that they have to partake in. And, you know, we miss our team. We haven't seen them in a few months. So we watch it, but you're not going to get anything out of it.
All right. Who's jacked? Is anyone jacked more than normal?
No, I'm ready for the season.
Is Mitch huge?
Yeah, he doesn't mean are you jacked up for the season. He means is anybody physically
Like huge? I don't
physically
think so.
You know, ripped. That's what people talk about. Is it quickly look like you put on muscle? All the shit that doesn't fucking make a difference in anything.
Are we Frank Ntilikina looks bigger. I saw a pic of Frank.
Has he grown to 6'11" yet?
Is he in the Shanghai League?
Close.
Is he playing? He's in Charlotte?
Yeah.
Oh.
And the Knicks are in Charlotte this week, which, see, that I thought was cool. They haven't done training camp there in like 16 years. They're in Charleston, South Carolina. That I thought was cool. You want to take something away? I mean, look at that as a team that wants no distractions. They're coming into camp with a purpose. You know, get down to business for a week before you play Boston on Monday night. That's cool.
Yeah, I didn't even know that.
There you go. That's what we're here for.
I don't think it's cool. I don't see what's cool about that.
They should just be in Westchester, like an ordinary thing.
Yeah, who gives a fuck? It's a gym.
I understand it's a gym.
Who cares what gym they're taking photos in those stupid sunglasses in?
Forget about the photos. I'm talking about practice. I'm talking about, you know, day-long practices here.
It's much better to practice in South Carolina than Westchester.
Yeah, it's like a work trip.
We're talking about practice. Not a game.
You're not going back to your house, your apartment. You're on a work trip. You're focused.
That's good. It's a good bond. It is true. It's a good bond.
Pat Riley used to do that with them. Mm. Van Gundy used to do that with them.
Mm. So same team, except Dante DiVincenzo, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah.
Are you going to watch the preseason?
Yeah, I'll watch. Look, we play Boston twice in these four preseason games, and that's, you know, who our opening night is against. So I'm going to want to watch that. Yeah, and then the other two games are like Minnesota and Washington.
But there's no reason to watch. Let's just be honest.
No, I mean, we got an 82-game season anyway.
Other than just because you missed the Knicks, right? Maybe you want to watch. But it means nothing. The results will mean nothing. How people play means nothing. It means absolutely nothing.
The fact that there's DiVincenzo, there's not going to be all that much of a difference between style of play from last year and this year. And like, what are you tuning in for? To see who gets the 13th spot and the 14th spot? Are you tuning in to see if Miles McBride really worked on his game? Like, who gives a shit?
Nope. Who gives a fuck? We're not going to talk about any of that stuff on this show. It's going to be, I don't know what we're going to talk about, but we're going to figure it out.
What do you mean? If they're playing well, we'll talk about it. If they're not playing well,
we'll say, you know, they're playing well.
You know what happens in preseason, though? What happens in preseason is, you know, like RJ Barrett's going to go 5 for 5 from three, or he's going to go 0 for 5 from three. And then all the reaction's going to come out from the fan base. You know, wow, he perfected his shot, or wow, he fucking has not done anything.
Barry, it was like that every game in the fucking, what was it, the FIBA tournament over the summer or whatever? Right. Where like he'd have a good game and then he wouldn't have a good game. And it's like, why is Anthony Edwards getting all this play for how he's playing? And then Barrett has a game that's like it. And he's not, it's like, too much of this gets overblown. Let's just.
And that's why you have to get off Twitter. That's why I'm not going on.
Well, it's also a cesspool of hatred and anti-Semitism and homophobia and tons of other things. So, I mean, there's that too.
I deleted the app, but I can still obviously go on Safari on your phone and type it in and it comes right up, right? So, but it's nice not having the app because I used to go to it like literally, let's say during when the free agency opens.
Constantly.
Go to it every 7 seconds. All day long and all night. And then during the season, the same obsession. Not as much, but similar. Now, I went on today really quick to just, you know, tweet that maybe we're going to record tonight. And then I think I saw someone post about the Knicks City jerseys.
Oh,
and
City Edition.
I saw people getting all
jersey.
Excited. I might have even seen
a jersey was draped over something in somebody else's video, right?
Yeah, but then somebody put out a video of what apparently was supposedly the digital image of the actual City Edition jersey.
Right, because
you get everyone's reactions.
This is what we need to get excited about.
They're like, yeah, oh, I'm already going to buy one. You guys already have my money. Like, who gives a f- I'm so sick of it.
Other ones are vomit emojis.
I did a vomit emoji because I honestly just think it's fucking terrible.
See, I liked it except
just
for
fucking
the,
buying
I liked
into
it, except
it because
for maybe
it's
the
somewhat
font.
Similar to that 90s jersey.
Yeah.
Yeah, the font is the terrible. Font,
right.
Well, that's, I mean,
again,
it fucking makes
not,
you want to
maybe
vomit.
Maybe that's not the final, you know,
no,
maybe
it
wasn't the final
Whenever
cut.
Someone leaks this shit, it's like exactly that. They're always like, might not be exact, and it's fucking exact. You liked how...
What was that? What was that?
Is that Chris? You like how it went diagonal like this?
I got to see it on them, but I don't think I would mind.
I mean, first of all, if you don't know by now that the Knicks do awful city jerseys and awful alternate jerseys or whatever, third jerseys, you're not a Knicks fan.
Some of them
will never get it.
Some of them grew on me. That one, the black one with like the with a circle on it and the number in the middle of the circle, and it kind of said like the city that never sleeps or something, and it like faded
from
like blue to orange.
You like that one?
Yeah, I like that one. That grew on me.
Hmm. Okay. Well, there you have it. So we all right. It is a hard. Lenny, why don't you play?
And that's how the show's going to be different. We're just going to end it abruptly.
Yeah,
you never know when it's going
to
happen.
Basically, whenever it's like, all right, this sucks, time to go to bed. I'll just say that. We'll get the fuck out of here. Listen, we're going to just do the shows whenever the fuck we feel like it. All right.
Yeah,
so when you call up and you complain, you should do 2 a week, 3 a week. You should make them shorter. You should make them longer. Shut the fuck up. Nobody cares. We're going to do what we want, or really what I want.
Right. Every morning you open your Spotify and maybe it's there, maybe it's not. When it's there, it's like, oh, a little treat for me.
Exactly. That's the perfect way to put it. It's a treat once in a while. You can go listen to your other fucking boring podcasts every day if you want. You get us whenever the fuck we feel like it. And we're going to be better when you hear us because you're going to hear us. Maybe they won't like us as much.
Right.
I might, yeah.
We'll see who the true diehards are.
You know what? But I don't care. I have to stop caring about that. Stop caring about that. Blandy, why don't you play
This voicemail?
A voicemail. You can call us, by the way. Keep calling us. Blandy, Mary, and I will have to figure out who is listening to the voicemails and who is...
What's the number?
Getting them together, because I will not be doing that. Barry, what is the number?
Same number as always, Craig. 516-33-MESH-1. 516-336-3741.
And Ralph, if you're listening, we love you, but we're going to need you to call yourself all week and then edit all of your voicemails into a montage to just save some work from my end. All right, so just leave all your voicemails for the week in one voicemail, if you don't mind.
How's he going to do that?
I don't know.
He's just going to decide what he wants to say during each game, like write it down, and then at the end of the week, yeah, just send one long...
Take notes. One... That's a good idea. Take notes. Yeah. And then do it all together. Please. All right, play the one voicemail. I think this is a long one.
It says it's 6 seconds.
Well, okay. I was trying to be funny, but just hit play.
When are you guys going to have another episode? Jesus fucking Christ.
All right, well, here we are. We're back.
There you go. How does it feel to call someone when they're dead and ask that question?
We are back.
Oh, Blandy, it's time for the news.
Oh.
Are we doing that? Do you have it?
I have news.
He's a professional, Craig. Come on.
How much news?
Well, I mean, listen.
Here's what we're going to do this season.
Okay. There we go.
Okay. If it's boring or if I'm getting bored at any point, we're just going to stop it.
Well, why don't you get a buzzer? Do you have a buzzer sound effect that you could...
That's a good idea.
You can just hit it?
How about this? If we don't like the story he's doing, we can hit like pass and he goes on to the next one.
So how do we do that right now with nothing?
You could just yell pass.
Okay.
I'd like a sound effect. Some kind of a sound effect.
I think a buzzer is good for the future, but...
Yeah, I think moving forward, we should have something.
Trying to think if my kids have some toy I could squeeze.
Like a taboo? Do you have taboo the game and you get like that kind of thing?
I was thinking like one of those rubber ducks that you squeeze and like
anything that makes noise.
Anything
I guess.
Like that. Okay. Well, I can't think of anything. So here you have it.
I'm sure this segment's gonna be perfect. There's no passing.
How many stories do you have?
Two of them are the trades that just happened, so I don't even need to talk about them if you don't want to.
You think people don't know about those?
No, I was going to just bring it up just because obviously it's relevant to us because the two teams at the top of the conference really just got even better. But I mean, I don't have to if you don't want me to.
I don't think that's news to anyone, but okay. Yeah, go. It's your
news. Then forget it. Here we go. I'm going to start off with Kevin Porter Jr. has been told by the Rockets that he will no longer be a part of the franchise moving forward. That's in part because of the fact that he was arrested a little under a month ago in New York and charged with assault in connection with an incident involving his girlfriend who used to be an NBA player. I don't know if you saw that. Apparently, like, choked her. So he's had a couple of other issues in Houston and when he was in Cleveland also. Devin Vassell today signed a 5-year, $146 million extension with the Spurs. James Harden was not at media day or the first practice for the Sixers, but he is expected to be joining the team at training camp in the next couple of days. And Charlotte Hornets center Kai Jones is away from the team and will be away. There's no timetable for his return after stringing together a whole bunch of bizarre tweets and this live thing on Instagram where people thought that he was either drunk or high, and it caused people to be concerned about his mental health. But other than
what was he tweeting?
Negative stuff about other people on the team, stuff about how he had a better mid-range jump shot than Michael Jordan, that he could beat Shaq one-on-one.
How about that Charlotte Hornets culture, huh?
That he could beat LeBron one-on-one, like a whole bunch of really weird emojis and stuff on Twitter. And the video was just weird. He said he wasn't drunk, that he was just kind of excited, and he wasn't making sense. So
that's the guy with the colorful hair.
Yeah, was he originally drafted by the Knicks? Didn't we draft him and send his rights to Charlotte? Or did we trade that pick to Charlotte and they picked? Whatever. Either way, no timetable for his return. And that's the way.
That was
the fucking
speed round of news.
I figured, you know what?
We couldn't even have time to ask questions.
One thing he brought up, you said you didn't even do a story, and if everybody knows on it, with the trades, but you touched on it, that, yeah, it kind of cements Milwaukee and Boston as, I think, the top two favorites in the East.
Yeah.
Which begs the question.
I mean, they were to begin with, you would think, but now that's like, they're not going anywhere.
Can the Knicks legitimately compete for that third spot? Or is Philly going to be in their way like they typically
I think it depends
are?
On Harden and what kind of a dick he wants to be.
Harden's not going to suit up for the Sixers.
I fucking hate these kinds of conversations, but that's what the show is about.
You got to talk of it a little bit.
Greg.
No, because like they cement what? I mean, they cement that they're the favorites. Okay, but
yeah, they're the top two.
They might not be the top two teams at the end of the season.
No, but they've got the most talent.
All right, if I could bet money, I'd bet that they won't be the top two teams because I feel like it rarely works out the way you think it is. People said shit like that about Brooklyn. What happened with them? I mean, I'm telling you, I would bet money that one of those teams will not be in the top three.
Or something can happen, sure.
One of them.
Right on.
Didn't Miami go to the final last year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the fuck knows what's going to happen this
year.
Boston's better, though. They
weren't a top seed. We're just talking about regular season. Who's going to rack up the most wins?
What did you think of Jimmy Butler's hair, by the way, at media day? It's an interesting look.
Well, yeah, he said
he always goes all out. He says it's his Halloween.
Yeah, yeah. The dreadlocks last year. And those dreadlocks that he had going into media day last year, that became like the picture they used all season long. So I'm assuming this is going to be the picture they're going to use all season long, this stupid haircut.
You thought it was stupid?
Yeah.
And what's stupid about it?
I thought it was interesting. That's what I say.
I have a question. Is this haircut racist?
What do you mean?
No. How can hair be racist?
I don't know. If fucking Dante DiVincenzo showed up with like fake, I don't know, a fake fro or...
Yeah, but I don't think that was a wig
when he got heat
that he was wearing. I don't think it was fake hair.
Wasn't that his real hair?
I think it was his real hair.
It was his real hair, but it was like, you know, it's like white person hair.
He straightened it.
Yeah. To make himself look like fucking like a surfer dude.
Yeah, or emo. I mean, I showed my son said, what is it, emo now?
It's a racist move there. Racist.
I don't think racism.
I think he's just messing with us.
He's just trying to straighten his hair.
I think he's just trying to have an interesting look.
I'm obviously joking.
I think he thinks the media is a circus, as is media day, and this.
Yeah,
you know,
so he's having fun.
So he's making it himself.
Now, if he did that with his pubic hairs and had it like hang out of his shorts out of the top, I would say that was really creative.
I don't know, that would be funny.
We're out the bottom.
That would get him in a whole lot of trouble, though, if he did that.
Would it?
Yes, without a doubt. For sure.
Have your pubic hairs coming out of the bottom of your shorts?
Yes.
Like a fro.
No, that's not a fro. That's not the kind of
thing.
I was picturing a bush. The pubic hair.
You've
just straightened it.
That's not the kind of thing that the NBA wants attention for on media day. The first day, like the new season, and they're talking about somebody's pubic hair. I don't think that's not what Adam Sandler
wants.
Adam Silver wants Malika Andrews talking about. No way.
Pretty confident.
I'm pretty sure. Pretty sure.
Oh, you know what I'm surprised didn't make it into your news was Mark Jackson.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
MSG said that they may have Mark Jackson fill in for Clyde on the games that Clyde can't do, that they came to some sort of agreement.
That's great. That's exciting news. I find that to be exciting.
Is Kevin Porter Jr. going to make his way back, or is he done?
I think he's done in Houston. I'm sure he's not done in the league.
How many chances do you get in this fucking league?
A lot. What do you mean? You get a lot. Look at Miles Bridges.
Miles Bridges isn't back on a team, is he?
He's on Charlotte.
But is he?
Oh, he is back on Charlotte.
He's back
officially?
On Charlotte.
Yeah.
Okay.
But he didn't. Kevin Porter Jr. has done this a few times, right?
Well, I mean, he had a gun possession charge. He leave the team arena in Houston. I don't think he ever like got in trouble for choking a woman before. But okay. He's had other run-ins with the law. But I mean, you know, somebody's going to be willing to take a chance on him. I mean, guy averaged like 19 points a game last year.
No, you should definitely get multiple chances to. Almost murder people.
Well, listen, Dante Stallworth ran over somebody and killed somebody when he was in the NFL, and he got back in the league. This is what happens.
Yeah, it's a joke.
Somebody's
Miles Bridges, tweet something out?
Oh, recently?
About Kevin Porter?
After the Kevin Porter thing? Yeah. I could have sworn I saw Miles Bridges.
Was he like vouching for his character?
That was, like, that's sympathetic to him.
Character witness.
Yeah.
But look at the stability of the Knicks, man. You got these teams like Houston, Charlotte, Memphis, you know, with Ja, and the Knicks have this stable organization. The most controversial thing that surrounded the Knicks last year is how Jalen Brunson put his shoes on.
I will say, I feel like there is, if you look back, some story about Quentin Grimes in college, but right. Overall, I think they are... Was it Quentin?
Speaking of
or
Quentin,
someone else.
Did you know Quentin has been practicing with JJ Redick? So that, I mean,
oh yeah,
well, that I watched that video so many times, like so many times.
All right, okay.
I could only imagine how many people are parsing through those things to try and find every little bit.
And meanwhile, Giannis Antetokounmpo went on a 3-minute rant about how he won't practice with any other players that are currently in the league. Which is pretty refreshing, actually, to hear like a competitor talk like the way they used to talk about.
He doesn't want to be buddy-buddy with anybody?
He doesn't want to be buddy-buddy with anybody. He said, how can you do that? And then, meanwhile, these are guys that are standing in his way to win a championship, to compete. And he said, then what? You're going to become friendly? You're going to go over their house after a game? He's like, no.
Okay, I just want to correct something.
I'll be honest.
Oh. I said something about Quentin Grimes.
Okay.
I misspoke. Was another famous Knicks guard. Damian Dotson. There was some story about him.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, that we knew. Yeah.
We
yes,
don't talk about Damian Dotson.
Quentin
on this
Grimes
podcast.
Comes from a good family. Yeah. Comes from a good family.
You know what? I said it, and then I was like, wait a second.
Maybe we should fucking talk about Damian Dotson. Is he on a roster right now? Can you check? Because
are you joking? He's not on a roster.
Good.
It's one of the worst NBA players to ever play in the league. Right?
Exactly.
Not
so,
on a fucking
thank
roster.
You. So it validates that whole rant that he got pissed off about 3 years ago.
Oh, yeah. A fucking pussy. And there's probably still fans upset.
Bring him back.
Wishing he'd come back.
Whole team Doc. Bring him back. Bring him back.
Isn't he? He's not in the NBA.
Speaking of us dying, people died on that Damian Dotson Hill.
Once a Nick, always a Nick. Bring him back. 29-year-old Damian Dotson.
Hashtag whole team dot.
Current team. Yeah. Hold on. The Ningbo Rockets.
Hashtag no and hashtag no team dot.
The Ningbo Fubang Rockets.
No team dot.
The Chinese Basketball Association.
I should just tie this episode.
You should, and then you should finish this episode with that rant from 3 years ago, Craig.
It's sort of like the Allen Iverson practice rant, except instead of saying practice, he's like Dotson. We're talking about Damian Dotson. It's kind of like the same thing. There's a lot of parallels.
Rename the show. Dotson sucks. We really want to do a rebirth of this show. Start fresh. All right, guys. It's good to be back. Barry, Blandy, is there anything you want to get off your chest about what happened over the past few months for you or... anything? We didn't get too personal today, aside from the beginning. But we will. Have you been well, Barry?
Yeah. Been great.
Yeah, I feel like I haven't talked to you guys in a
while.
Yeah,
we haven't really talked much at all.
We did hang out a bunch this summer, but over the past like month or so, nothing.
Yeah.
You're good.
I'm good, buddy. I'm good.
Okay. Mother-in-law. Still annoying as fuck. Yeah.
I told you that bitch crazy.
No comment.
Is your son looking forward to the Knicks season?
Yeah,
is he gonna
maybe.
Call in at all? Is he gonna make some visits?
What is that?
Maybe, I don't know. He didn't really watch much last year. I didn't watch much last year. I mean, he didn't watch much last year.
Oh, interesting.
Blandy, you're back working?
Yeah.
School?
I'm back.
Shitting?
Any, how's the shitting situation this season?
It's great. I basically have that room all to myself.
That guy's not back. He's not, no, he's never gone for good, back. Dude.
I mean, he got a new heart. He's not working. He's...
And no one else has tried to sneak in there?
No, it's at one end of, it's like at a one end of the school where like there's not really a lot of other people there. There's really only a handful, maybe two or three other men that would go down there because it's kind of a walk. And so, yeah, no, it's great. It's even got a fan in there. Not all of them have fans. It's got a fan.
It has a fan in there.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Above the toilet.
Yeah. So it's a, but I've it carved out like a nice
place
little.
To, sounds like a great place to jerk one off.
Oh. That's a school.
In a school?
That's disgusting.
Yeah, you can't do that in a school, Kirk.
That's disgusting.
Oh.
I don't know what you're talking
one
about.
Of share that kids, loads. One of our friends we went to school with used to have a, put a hole in his pockets to jerk off in the literally in the classroom.
Oh, God.
Was that BR?
You know that story. Yeah. No, BS.
Oh, that's what I meant. Yes, yes, yes. Yeah. Okay.
It's not BS, but it was done by BS. Those are initials. Imagine that, strategically cutting holes in your pockets.
I don't want to imagine that. I don't want to.
And on the other side of his belt, he had lotion attached to his belt.
No, we didn't.
So he was, yeah.
Is that right?
Masturbation survival kit.
So he would have put both
kit,
hands yeah. in his pockets, and he would have all of his tools and lotions. And you just be in class, and you'd hear in the back of class,
and please stop it.
Were either of you ever in a class where you did this, or this was just a rumor?
I never saw this.
Me neither.
You heard about it.
I didn't even hear about it.
Kids do that. I mean, we've had issues like
kids
that.
Kids in your classes have done it?
We've had issues with that at school.
Oh, no.
I'm so glad we brought this up. So tell us.
I mean,
tell us more.
Sometimes
they do the hole in the pocket and
no,
everything.
I don't know anything about that. I just know that there have been instances where yes, that's happened.
Yeah, like the autobiography section of the library or something.
So how do they do that?
In class,
they take it out in class.
No, of course not. But you know, sometimes they get some of them are a little too animated. They think that they're hiding what they're doing. And they're not. Guidance counselors are brought in eventually to talk to them about stuff. They have to be talked to about what's appropriate, what's not appropriate. But it has happened in classes that, you know, the teacher's male and the classes where the teacher's female. But
and then, yes, like, the kid has to, like,
and
get clarification and be like, so you're saying
teacher.
You're saying if I get a boner in class, it's not okay to finish myself off? That's the type of conversations they're having with
was
the
that wrong?
Counselors?
Was that wrong? Should I not have done that?
Should I excuse myself and use the public restroom?
I gotta tell you, if anybody had said that to me.
Is that wrong?
You know, should I really have to sit there and pain the whole class, or should I relieve myself?
Oh, God. Well, this
is not fair to be uncomfortable like that the whole class.
We're going down a path we don't.
Especially if you have, like, tight jeans on.
Oh, jeez.
And we used to, you know, we grew up in the 80s and early 90s, which was like the era of the swooshy pants.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. I mean, talk about instant arousal.
I never wore those. Still
between
don't.
Those well, and
also,
Umbros.
I mean, also talk about not being able to be quiet in swooshy pants.
Yeah.
Well, if you were doing anything. Do you want my pants?
But it is like
the thinnest layer of material. I feel like I knew someone once who would purposely not wear underwear with swooshy pants.
I'm sure we probably. I'm sure if you're thinking of that, it's probably a very specific person.
I don't know who you're talking about.
I think of all the people we hung out with in school, I could think of a very specific person who was perverse enough to do something like that.
Okay. BS.
No.
JT.
Yeah.
He would just take it all off. Hide it behind pants.
Say what?
He used to trap me in his room, or all of us in his room.
I think we've talked about that on here.
Have we?
Yeah, I think so. And show us his pubic hair.
Not me.
Show us how his male body was evolving at the age of 12.
It's horrible. Oh, God.
You guys don't have this. Look at this. I think he hit puberty at like 8.
Do not go in there. Woo!
Oh, man.
Look at it! We're not letting you out till you look.
We're back, baby. How many Knicks players did we actually mention in the 45 minutes we've been doing this? How many do you think we said? How many names?
I think we did 2. Dante DiVincenzo and
Grimes,
Julius
we said.
Quentin Grimes, because I
said about Brunson Shoes.
Mistakenly
I said Randall and Bruce Lee.
Terrible.
Quickly. Maybe like 5 we dropped. We named
Thibodeau, we talked about.
Not many.
Perfect. Okay.
Yeah.
Listen, all right, when they do something fucking good, we'll talk about them.
That's right. And if people don't like it, you know what they could do?
Relax.
Yeah. All right, guys. Until next time, it is a hard
Knicks
life.
Fuck!
It's a hard Knicks life.
I'm Cyndi Lauper. My psoriasis was all over, even on my scalp, which may mean 4 times the risk for psoriatic arthritis. But Cosentyx works on both.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis 300 mg dose and adults with active psoriatic arthritis 150 mg dose. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for TB. Serious allergic reactions, severe skin reactions that look like eczema, and an increased risk of infections, some fatal, have occurred. Cosentyx may lower ability to fight infections, so tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if IBD symptoms develop or worsen. Learn more at Cosentyx.com or 1-844-COSENTYX. Ask your doctor about Cosentyx.